This is Jay Koshy, Christian chaplain at Syracuse University, also serving at International Bible Church, your pastor for the day. So today, as we are experiencing the Olympics, I thought I'd share a little bit on that. I was struck by athletes who, you know, one athlete, he said that he had sacrificed so much, he had given up so much in order to be in a position to compete, and he did win the gold medal. But it was interesting to just hear him say about how he'd given up so much of his life for so many years. And think about it, these medals, people were saying they were literally falling apart from the moment they got them. They were detaching from the ribbons, they were falling, getting dented. And believe it or not, they're not actually made out of gold or silver or bronze. They're much cheaper. So these athletes are competing for something which is special, but we can see they're not all that special. The medals itself, many athletes were complaining about them once they got them. But scriptures talk about us and talks about athletics as an analogy many, many times. The apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 9:24 through 27 that life with God is like a race, and we are to run in such a way as to win. He says athletes exercise self-control for a crown that perishes, but we run for a crown that lasts. In other words, if people will sacrifice so much for something temporary, how much more should we be willing to live with purpose for what is eternal? Because here's the truth. Every medal, every trophy, every earthly applause, no matter how shiny, eventually fades. Even the greatest moments on earth are fragile. But the reward Christ offers is not fragile. It does not rust. It does not decay. It does not fall apart. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 4 tells us that in Christ, we have an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for us. So the question becomes personal. What am I training for? What am I spending my strength on? What am I giving my time to? The writer of Hebrews tells us how to run well. Hebrews 12, verses 1 through 2 says, we should lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely and run with endurance, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Notice this concept of weights and sin. Not everything that slows you down is openly sinful. Sometimes it's just heavy. Distractions, busyness, comfort, endless scrolling, a schedule so packed that God gets the leftovers. Hebrews says, lay it down because it slows us in the race. And scripture reminds us that time is precious. Ephesians 5 verses 15 through 16 says to walk wisely, making the best use of the time. And Psalm 90 verse 12 says it says, teach us to number our days. The Olympics also remind us that no one drifts into excellence. Athletes become who they are through daily choices. And spiritually, it's the same. Becoming a faithful follower of Jesus doesn't happen by accident. It happens by training, prayer, scripture, repentance, obedience, worship, serving others, learning to say no to what dulls our love for God. So today, let me encourage you with this. Run your race, not to impress people, not to earn God's love, but because Jesus has already loved you, already called you, already purchased you with his blood, and because your life matters. What you do now echoes into eternity. If you feel tired, remember Galatians 6:9, don't grow weary in doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So let's run with endurance. Let's lay aside what slows us down. Let's fix our eyes on Jesus, and let's live for the crown that will never fade. This is Jay Koshy, serving as a Christian chaplain at Syracuse University and a missionary, and also serving at International Bible Church, your pastor for the day.